Almost 90 years ago, during the Sutton-Taylor feud, John Wesley Hardin drilled a half dozen 44 pistol balls into one of the wood columns on my front porch. My grandfather, Old Hack, lived in the house then, and he used to describe how Wes Hardin had ridden drunk all night from San Antonio when he'd heard that Hack had promised to lock him in jail if he ever came back into DeWitt County again. The sun had just risen, and it was raining slightly when Hardin rode into the yard, his black suit streaked with mud, horse sweat, and whiskey. He had a shotgun tied across his saddle horn with a strip of leather, and his navy coat was already cocked in his hand.
"You, Hack, get out here, and don't bring none of your Lincoln niggers with you, or I'll kill them too."
My grandfather was sheriff and justice of the peace, and the Reconstruction government had forced him to take on two Negro federal soldiers as deputies. Of the 42 men that Hardin eventually killed, many were Negroes, whom he hated as much as he did carpetbaggers and law officers. Hardin began shooting at the front porch, cocking and firing while the horse reared and pitched sideways with each explosion in its ears. Wes's face was red with whiskey, his eyes were dilated, and when the horse whirled in a circle, he whipped the pistol down between his ears. He emptied the rest of the chambers, the fire and black powder smoke roaring from the barrel, and all six shots hit the wood column in a neat vertical line. Hack had been up early that morning with one of his mares that was in foal, and when he saw Wes Hardin through the barn window, he took the Winchester from the leather saddle scabbard nailed against the wall and waited for Wes to empty his pistol. Then he stepped out into the lot, his cotton nightshirt tucked inside his trousers, blood and membrane on his hands and forearms, and pumped a shell into the chamber. Wes jerked around backward in the saddle when he heard the action work behind him. "You goddamn son of a bitch," Hack said. "Start to untie that shotgun, and I'll put a new asshole in the middle of your face." Hardin laid his pistol against his thigh and turned his horse in a half circle. "You come up behind me, do you?" he said. "Get your pistol and let me reload, and I'll pay them nigger deputies for burying you."
"I told you not to come back to DeWitt. Now you shot up my house and probably run off half my Mexicans. I'm going to put you in jail and wrap chains all over you. Then I'm taking you into my court for attempted assault on a law officer. Move off that horse."
Wes looked steadily at Hack, his killer's eyes intent and frozen as though he were staring into a flame.